Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
When Asaph penned Psalm 82, he was definitely referring to the elders and judges in Israel. Though he refers to them as, quote, gods, end quote, he was definitely referring to the men who were appointed to lead Israel. Asaph wrote about their selfish and abusive behavior. Listen to these words.
God stands in the divine assembly. He pronounces judgment among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Provide justice for the needy and the fatherless. Uphold the rights of the oppressed and the destitute. Rescue the poor and needy. Save them from the power of the wicked.
Here, Asaph was referring to the evil elders and judges in Israel. However, what he wrote gives us a principle to live by that is underscored in the New Testament. It's an enduring truth. We are indeed to appoint leaders in the church who are spiritually qualified so that they will be good shepherds who care deeply for the needs of God's people. Listen to what Paul wrote to Titus, who stayed on in Crete to appoint spiritual leaders in the church. Paul was very specific. A spiritual leader must be blameless, not arrogant, not hot-tempered, not an excessive drinker, not a bully, not greedy for money, but hospitable, loving what is good, sensible, righteous, holy, self-controlled, holding to the faithful message as taught, so that he will be able both to encourage with sound teaching and refute those who contradict it. Would you join me in praying that in churches everywhere, spiritual leaders will be appointed who reflect the character of Jesus Christ?
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos as Dr. Gene Getz teaches 1,500 Bible principles. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.